For the halacha component of Daf Samach Gimel, I would like to share with you something that I normally do not do. Usually I say over what my Gedolei HaRabbanim taught me, or what the Gedolei HaPoskim in the Sfarim write. Here I'd like to share with you a question that one of my Talmidim asked, which I don't believe is discussed in the Poskim, although it could very well be that there's information that I don't have. Baruch Hashem, through the emails that I receive many times, the list, people who listen send to me things that I was not aware of, and I appreciate that very much. But here was the question that a Talmid had asked. He said, I have two possibilities. I can learn in my apartment, and I am unfortunately far away from a Beis Medrash, and if I learn alone in apartment, so then in such a case I will get more time to learn, or I can travel to a Beis Medrash where I'll be able to learn with a chavrusa that will be arranged by one of the community kollelim. What should I do? Rabosa, I think the answer to this question is found in our sugya today. It's also found in Gemara and Tainis on Dav Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara described, our Gemara describes, Haskes u'shma Yisrael she teira niknis dafka al yidei chabura. And not only that, something even sharper. The Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina said, Mai dichsiv cherev al abadim, that there is a sword. The Gemara describes them as soneim shel talmidei chachamim, that learn alone Torah. It seems that the Gemara is driving at the following yesod. It is very dangerous, unwieldy, and incorrect for someone to learn alone. Hence, it is more important, l'niyas daiti, halacha l'maisa, for a Talmud to travel, to be able to learn from talmidei chachamim, and with chavrusas, even if the quantity is going to be less, because the quality will be greater. What is the makar? What is the source for this idea? Our Gemara. What's the rationale for this idea? So the Marsha in Makos, Yudam and Aleph, has a fascinating explanation to our Gemara. It really gets behind the machshava, the rationale behind the Yisr. And this can give us a greater appreciation for what Chazal were saying. The Marsha points out that in the secular world, knowledge is encouraged as fostering through independent inquiry. However, Torah, Klal Yisrael accepted as a group. Vayichan Sham Yisrael keneged Ahar, I would like to add to the Marsha, ki ish echad, belev echad, it was accepted as a Klal, and of course it's dependent on Masorah. The Marsha says very, very sharply, someone who is learning on his own is learning in the style of the Ovdei Kochavim. He's not connecting himself to the Shalshelas HaMasorah, I would add. He's not connecting himself to Kabbalah's HaTorah. Says the Marsha astutely, the halacha is, and we've discussed this on Daf Nunches, that there is a prohibition for a goy to learn Torah. In fact, the Gemara in Nuntes in Sanhedrin says, "Ha'isik b'Torah, goy that's isik b'Torah is chayiv misa bidei shamayim. A goy is chayiv dafka misa scherif." Says the Marsha, that's why we have the metaphor in our Gemara that he has a sword sitting on his throat, because he's learning Torah exactly in the style of an Ovei Kochavim. A person who doesn't attach himself to a Chavrusa, to the Chachmei HaMasorah, is a person who's learning in the style of a Goy, and that individual is Chayiv Misa, argues the Marsha, the Chiyuv Misa for a Gentile is always a Cherev. So even the metaphor of our Gemara is absolutely perfect. Mishnah Navos describes Knei Lecha Chaver. Even to pay someone to learn B'chavrusa with you is something that's important. But without the checks and balances, not only intellectual checks and balances, because that even the Ovei Kochavim understand, that the secular world understands. Thomas Kuhn's theory of the development of knowledge, for sure, there's a thesis, an antithesis, and a synthesis, but Torah is something even much more than that. It's not simply a thesis, antithesis, and a synthesis to bounce ideas off of somebody, but rather it is the experience of Klal Yisrael, a mini Klal Yisrael. Bate Knesias and Bate Midrashos, the Gemara Megillah describes, are Migdash Ma'at. It takes the place of the Migdash that's Kolel, all of Klal Yisrael. Every Beis HaMedrash, every Beis HaKnesses represents the Beis HaMigdash Ma'at, and that is where we experience Kabbalah Satar. For sure, one could learn at home. However, one has to be aware that those who only learn and never alone, never involve themselves with the tzibur. Chazal here referred to them as sonehem shel talmidei chachamim. They represent the antithesis of what talmidei chacham represent in terms of the shalshelas hamesorah beginning from Kabbalas HaTorah. This is a small point, but a very, very important point, and it's halacha lemaisa, better for someone to travel and learn less time than to simply learn alone in a vacuum. L'aniyas da'ati, it applies to all people of all ages, most definitely younger people, but it applies to all as well. Bezer Hashem, we have some more time for another couple of halacha.